Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise your name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we love you. We give you the glory and give you the praise.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Even before the world began, how, Lord, that you had our names written in the book of life. Even before the foundation of the world. And in these last days, Lord, you have made known to us all of your goodness and all of your riches. And we thank you. The entrance of your word brings light. Let it bring the light into our hearts this morning. Hallelujah. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says,
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. If you are happy and you know it, say hallelujah. You know, happiness is a state of mind, and you can choose to be happy. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, if you are happy, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this morning, seated in heavenly places. Amen?
Amen.
We're seated in heavenly places. So, we're going to start here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. And I'm going to start at verse 4. Ephesians 2 and 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, hallelujah, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And he has raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you like the sound of that?
Yes.
You know, this book of Ephesians is so deep. You know, but this morning, by the grace of God, let's see where we are seated in Christ. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
Now, so right away, the Bible says, and I want to point something out. I'm going to read one verse again slowly and then point out something to you. Now, listen to this. Verse 6. God has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to notice the use of in Christ Jesus. So notice that. You know, some people read this verse and they think it says with Christ Jesus. Well, that's good. If we're seated with Christ, that's good. You know, but it's better when you are seated in Christ.
Amen.
Now, let me explain the difference between those two things right off the bat. If you go to an event, you know, let's say you go to a marriage reception and so forth, and you're sitting on a table with your friends. Now, you're sitting with your friends. Everybody's still with me. Now, somebody that is seated with you may be called up to go higher to the, the high table or whatever, you know. But just because you are sitting with them doesn't mean you are going with them when they are called up. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You know, so, you know, just because you are seated with Christ, you know, Christ may move and you may still be, you know, in the same place, you know, and don't move with him. But when you are seated in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that means you are part of him. That means wherever he goes, you go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he goes even higher, then you are already in him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I mean, it's kind of like a pregnant woman and so forth like that. You know, if a pregnant woman, in the example I just gave, you know, was called up to go sit somewhere else, well, the baby that's inside of her, that is in her, goes with her. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You say, well, what does all that have to do with this message? Well, you'll find out in a few minutes. You know, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that means where Christ is, that's exactly where we are. But let's find out, where is Christ? Where is Christ seated? So turn with me to the first chapter, the previous chapter of Ephesians chapter 1. And let's see exactly where Christ is seated, so that we can understand, you know, our position in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to start at verse 17 of Ephesians 1. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul, he said, look, ever since I heard of your faith, I've been praying for you and so forth. You know, so, and his prayer was this. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And that's my prayer this morning. Amen. That the Lord will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in understanding this message. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because it's going to change your lives. Now, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, there's a lot of deep things that are in these verses. God wants the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened. He wants you to know the hope of his high calling, and he wants you to understand the riches of the glory of the inheritance that you already have. These are the things that he wants you to understand. And he wants you to know the exceeding greatness of his power that is toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now notice, in heavenly places again. Christ is set in the right hand of God in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Hallelujah. Not only in this world, but even in that which is to come. That is the position that Christ now occupies. He is far above principality. He is far above power. He is far above might. He is far above dominion. He is far above every other name. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Acts 4 and 11 and 12, he says, look, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. There's only one name. There's salvation in no other. And that name, the name Jesus Christ, God placed himself in it. He said, this is the place that I have chosen to dwell in, the fullness of the Godhead, dwelling bodily in him. Hallelujah. Now that's where the power of miracles is. That's where the power of deliverance is. That's where the power of this message that we're revealing this morning is, in Jesus' name, if you understand it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Christ is seated above all principalities. And he has put, God has put all things under his feet. And he has given him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. That's right. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
That's why we are not just seated with Christ, but we are seated in him, because we are actually his body. And he is the head. Praise the Lord. And the head is not complete without the rest of the body. Hallelujah. That is the position, that's the greatness of what God has given to us. Amen. Now, some of you, that's so deep, but you may not understand that. That, you know, Christ is the head and we are his body. And because he is seated above principalities and powers, above every, he said far, not just above, but far above. That means we are also far above principalities and powers. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, what are these principalities and powers? What are they? Well, turn in the same chapter, the same book of Ephesians, you know, that's why I say this book is so deep. You know, he goes into many of these things. Go to chapter 6 of Ephesians. And let's begin to read. I'm going to start at verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So he's going to tell you what those principalities and those powers and those dominions and those things that Christ is above them. He's going to tell you what they are. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Amen.
Amen.
Remember he said Christ is above all principality and all power and all might and all dominion, even not only in this world, but it's even in the world to come. He said, so, but these are the principalities. The principalities against powers. These are the things that we're wrestling against, but not in flesh and blood. Amen.
Amen.
The rulers of the darkness of this world. Now, this world is in darkness, but the children of God are in light. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, he that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. And we are also wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, notice that there is a difference that God put it in this scripture, and the Bible is so wonderful. You know, in this place, it talks about high places. In the other place, it talks about heavenly places. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Satan and his cohorts may be unofficially in high places. You know, they usurp certain things and so forth like that. You know, they are there illegally, you know, if you want to call it that and so on, you know. But the elect of God in Christ Jesus are in heavenly places, which is far above those high places where the devil is. Because the Bible says that Jesus is seated far above principalities and powers. And we are inside of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That puts us far above all this spiritual wickedness. That puts us far above the rulers of the darkness of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I get somebody that understands that to say amen in the house? Amen. You are above principalities and powers. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, that God made great lights. He made one great light to rule the day, and he called it the sun. And there was a lesser light to rule the night, the moon, and the powers of darkness and so forth. But we are not under the darkness. Amen. We are under the greater light. The greater light rules the day. The Bible says ye are not children of the night, but you are children of the day. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've already got the light. And we've already got the power. And we are already above the devil. Now, that makes us, that gives us the authority to cast out devils. Amen. That's right. Get him out of there. You know, and you know, dislodge the devils from the so-called high places that they are sitting in, because they are occupying the place illegally. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus Christ has already made an open show of principalities and powers. And he has nailed everything to the cross. And he has destroyed their powers. Hallelujah. He even destroyed him that had the power of death. That is the devil. In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, we are told that even the devil has been destroyed by Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Well, why is the devil then so raging all over the place and so forth? You know, because the people are not enforcing, you know, their position in Christ. That's right. You're not enforcing your position. You are still allowing the devil. The devil say you suffer. You know, he will usurp anything. You know, he came up, he had the arrogance. He came up, you know, the audacity even against Jesus one time. He said, look, all these things are given to me. He usurped it all. Nobody gave him anything. He usurped it. God gave it to the children of men. Amen? Amen. God said, have dominion over the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. Subdue the earth. Have dominion over everything. But the devil, he came in and he usurped it. And he had the audacity to say to Jesus that all these things, like, nobody gave him nothing. He usurped it. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is time that the devil be put in his place. Amen. And that is under our feet. Hallelujah. Because we are far above principalities and powers. Amen. No child of God should be saying, the devil made me do this. The devil made me do that. The devil doesn't make you do nothing. Right. Unless you are in the kingdom of darkness. That's right. Unless you are one of the children of disobedience, then the power of darkness and the powers of the rulers of the darkness of this world have power over you. But, you know, if you are not in the kingdom of darkness, then the rulers of the darkness of this world cannot be over you. Amen. We have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the glorious kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are no longer under the kingdom of darkness. Therefore, the powers of darkness cannot have dominion over us. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. The Lord is so good. Now listen to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. So Jesus already destroyed him. If you believe that, you can say amen.
Amen.
And he said, look, he already delivered them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You know, Jesus came to set us free from all of that. Hallelujah. 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 Well, but do you think that the devil, do you think the devil is going to give up his position without a fight? You know, it is sad that it is the children of God that so easily give up their own position. The devil doesn't give up what he has usurped. You know, it's kind of like, you know, somebody, you know, there's a house there and so forth that is abandoned, and then some people move in because the place is abandoned. You know, and pretty soon, you know, they just like, you know, the owner of the house already, you know, and they just do anything they want. And then one day, you know, the real owner of the house comes in and they say, what are you looking for in my house? You know, because, you know, they, you sold the place. They don't belong. See, that's exactly what the devil does. The Bible says when the devil is cast out of a man, you know, and so forth, he wanders around in dry places and so forth, you know, and finding no rest, you know, when he comes back, and if he finds that house that is unoccupied, hello, folks. When he comes back and finds that the house in which he was cast out is now unoccupied, that house should have been filled with the Holy Ghost. But if that house wasn't filled, then he said, come on, folks. You know, and we've seen some people in the land that do that. Some people come in, and illegal aliens, they get a house, you know, they get in there, and then they bring some more. How many of you know what I'm talking about? They bring some more people, and then pretty soon the place is drug infested. You know, the place is, you know, all kinds of things are going on. That's exactly what the devil does. You know, he comes in, and in the place should have been filled with the Holy Ghost, wasn't filled. Then he goes and grabs seven more wicked spirits that are more wicked than himself. And then they come, they make their abode, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. That's exactly what the scripture says. You know, but they didn't belong in that place in the first place. You saw that place, they did not belong there. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, let me tell you what we're supposed to be doing to the devil. We're not supposed to be debating with the devil. There's no debate. You know, Jesus always said, shut up. He said, hold your peace. Come out of him. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. That's what Jesus said. No debate with the devil. Hold your peace and come out of him. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and he gave us authority to do the same. Now, before I tell you exactly what we're supposed to be doing, let me explain one more thing about this being seated in heavenly places in Christ. This is not so that we can flank our elbows and be going around like this. That doesn't mean anything. It means that you must understand the authority that you have. And you must know how to exert and assert that authority. Amen? Amen. If you have the authority, if you have a badge, if you have security in a place and so forth, you know, and you have a badge and so forth, you know, and somebody is getting out of line, you know, you step in there and they see your badge, you know, and say, hey, you know, and so forth like that. If they're out of, line, you can deal with them, you know, and so forth like that. You know, even in this country, the Bible, you know, even in this country, you know, the Bible tells us that the children of this world are wiser in their own generation than even the children of the kingdom. Because even in this country, people are even allowed to make citizens arrest. How many of you understand that? Sure, if somebody is in your property and so forth, and if you are able to, you can make citizens arrest, you know, and call the police and so forth like that. You know, can you imagine? Citizens arrest. What about the children of God? We need to be able to arrest the devil. Amen. Cast him out. Wherever you see him, especially in your household, especially in your family. The devil doesn't belong there. And don't even, the Bible says, neither give place to the devil. That's in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. These Ephesians are so deep, bro. And says, and so deep. Give no place to the devil. Because if you give him an inch, he will do what? He will take a mile. Now, that's what he does. You know, you give him an inch, he'll, you know, settle in. And he'll bring seven more wicked spirits than even himself. But do not give place to the devil. Wherever you see him, cast him out. That's what Jesus said. Luke chapter 10. And verse 19. Luke 10 and 19. This is what Jesus told the disciples. You know, and this is what we should be doing. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Can I get somebody to say all? Now, that's not some of the power of the enemy. You know, God doesn't only give us power over sickness. Now, the devil is the one that has power over sickness. You know, all those things are the power of the devil. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ. Acts 10:38. And he went about doing good and healing all those who are oppressed by the devil. Sickness and disease, all those things are from the devil. And God did not only give us power over that. He gave us power over, you know, depression. He gave us power over all these other things that the enemy brings and so forth. All the darkness that the devil brings. All the spiritual wickedness in the high places and so forth. God has given us power over it. Amen? Amen, amen, folks? Amen. How many of you know that even the devils, you know, they tamper with things that we, you know, so that it will cause, you know, evil. You know, the devil can tamper with the weather sometimes to bring tornado and wipe off people. Now, God can also use that as a judgment. But the devil, you know, I've seen where the Lord showed this to me and so forth. The devil can even tamper with traffic lights and so forth to cause an accident. You know, tamper with those traffic lights and so forth. Boom, they hit each other. Devil tamper with their mind when they are driving and so forth. They pay no attention. Devil is the one that's tampering on your mind, folks, when you are driving and you are texting. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Get that devil out of there. Don't give the devil any place. You can't be driving and texting and so forth. That's the devil perching on your shoulder trying to get you into an accident. You know, and then the next thing you know, people, boom, they are in an accident and so forth. And then they start doing this and so forth, sorrowful and all that. Because they are, and the devil will be rejoicing, you know. So don't give any place to the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So he said, I've given you power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Amen.
You either believe this scripture or you don't believe it. Praise God. And if you begin to understand some of these things we are preaching in this message today, your prayer life will change. When you pray, you will say, as it is written, nothing shall by any means hurt me. And you give the Lord the praise and go about your business. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the Lord will give his angels charge over thee. Keep you in all your ways. Amen. So we should be, you know, we should know that we have power over that devil. That's what the Lord gave us. Matthew chapter 10. When Jesus sent out his disciples, here's another rendition of what he said to them in verse 8 of Matthew chapter 10. You know, this is the way he said it to them in this particular place. You know, and take note of what he said. As you go, verse 7. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And verse 8, heal the sick. Now, if sickness was from God, God wouldn't tell you to be healing it. Amen?
Amen.
You can't heal anything that God puts on somebody. You cannot do it. Amen?
Amen?
So, sickness is of the devil. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Even death is of the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, is life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. It is the wages of sin that is death. If there was no sin, there would be no death. So death is of the devil. Because the devil sinneth from the beginning. Cast out the devils, he said. Freely you have received, and freely you should give. Amen. All these things should be done without any charge to anybody. Nobody should be collecting money to heal the sick. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
Freely you have received, and freely you should give.
Amen.
Cast out the devils, heal the sick, raise the dead even, but do it all freely. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. A lot of folks will have a lot to answer to from the Lord when they meet the Lord because they have not been doing it freely. You know, been charging the people and so forth like that. But freely, hallelujah, you have received, and freely you should give. That's what he said. Now, also in Mark chapter 16. Now, these are scriptures known by many, but I want to bring it because it ties in with this message. In Mark chapter 16, Jesus also tells us what to do with the devils. You know, this is no game, folks. This is what he told us to do. You know, in verse 17, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. That's Mark 16 and 17. In my name, they shall cast out devils. That's every time that Jesus talk about devils is for us to cast him out. He said, look, when the devil or a strong man like the devil is holding his goods, he thinks he's at peace. But when a stronger than him shall come upon him, he will first bind the strong man and then spoil his goods. Amen?
Amen.
That's what you should be doing. You either cast the devil out or bind his works or spoil his goods and so forth. You know how you can spoil the goods of the devil? You can say, I declare and decree that every imagination of the devil that you are planning, whatever it is, as the Lord reveals it to you, you said, I make it null and void. Amen? Amen. It's as simple as that. And then if you have power with God, how do you get power with God? By walking in righteousness. You walk in righteousness, you can't dilly-dally with God and think you have this kind of power. No. You walk in righteousness, you fast and pray, you put your mind in the word of God, you speak what the word of God says and don't say anything else, then you have that kind of power with God. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And the devil will see you one time, they said, come out of that man, you know, in the name of Paul, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And the devil said, what did the devil say? Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but I don't know who you guys are. The devil fell on them and tore them to pieces and so forth. Because those people were not one. First of all, they just heard somebody doing it and they think it's just like that. No, you got to pay the price. You pay the price by walking in righteousness. You pay the price through fasting and prayer. You pay the price by believing every word of God. Hallelujah. And you pray the price by acquainting now thyself with the Lord. In the book of Job chapter 22, you say, acquaint yourself with the Lord. Draw closer to him. You know, be at peace when you do that. And then thou shalt make a decree, and it shall be established unto thee. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you begin to do all of that, you know, you find out that the Lord gives you tremendous power when you draw close to the Lord in that fashion. And you know, one of the things that, you know, every believer should have is power over the devil. Can I get amen in the house?
Amen.
Don't ever be afraid of the devil. Some people say, you know, I've heard people say this, you know, they say, well, you leave the devil alone and he'll leave you alone. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible never said leave the devil alone. The Bible said if you find him messing around in God's house, cast him out.
Amen.
He doesn't belong there.
Hallelujah.
Don't leave the devil alone. You know, that is the false doctrine from the devil himself. He wants you to leave him alone. And the devil is a double-crossing devil. He will never leave you alone even if you leave him alone. He'll get you all twisted up. You know, he will get you all bound up and so forth. And finally, you know, destruction is the end of that. So don't you ever leave the devil alone. Amen?
Amen.
Put on the whole armor of God. And everywhere you go, cast him out.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Job 22, verses 21 through 30 is the scripture where I gave you. He starts out by saying, acquaint now thyself with him. Hallelujah. That's Job 22 and verse 21. When you acquaint yourself with him, then you shall be at peace, and thereby good shall come unto you. You know, how do you acquaint yourself with him? First of all, you recognize who you already are. Amen. You have to recognize, you know. Don't say anything less than what God's already said about you. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look, and you do all these other things, then you can decree a thing. In verse 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon your ways. Amen.
Yeah.
And when people are cast down, you will say that there is a lifting up. Amen.
Yeah.
That comes in two ways. That means, you know, when others are down, you will be up. Amen?
Amen?
It also means for those that are down, you can lift them up. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Now let's see what God has already said about us. 1 John. This is the epistle of 1 John. Not the gospel, but the epistle of 1 John. Let's read chapter 3 and see what God has already said about us. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Wherefore, the world knew us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, folks. We already are the sons of God. It's not that we are going to be. We already are the sons of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now are we the sons of God? You know, even though it does not quite yet appear, you know, some people haven't come into the maturity of the image of Christ. You know, we're still walking into it. You know, the Bible says the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means the fullness of his image. What was he? 100% obedient to the Father. You know, we must come into that point and so forth like that. You know, but God is working on that. But nonetheless, we already are sons. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. When a child is born, a male child or a female child, whoever, son or daughter, born into a family, whether they realize who they are or not, they are already a child of that family. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And eventually they come to realize who they are and so forth, especially if they are the son of a monarch. You know, they may not know who they are at first. They're just a little baby, you know, carried by everybody and so forth. But eventually they begin to grow up. He find out, my goodness, you know, and they begin to teach him the things about the kingdom and so forth. You know, maybe they make him try to make him a man of war and so forth like that, so he can go in and out. They give him, you know, say, this is how you carry yourself. You know, you don't do like this. You are a prince. You are this. They begin to teach him. Then pretty soon he begins to, yeah, I'm a prince. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. But when he was a baby, he probably didn't know anything about it at all. But nonetheless, he still was the prince. Baby or not, he still was the prince. But eventually, he begins to come into realization. Now, that's the same thing with the church. The church has been babyish. Babyish too long. Amen. When I was a child, I behaved like a child. I did childish things. But when I'm a grown man, I put away childish things. Amen. Come on, church. Put away these childish things. The enemy shall not exact upon you. Amen. Amen. Don't let it up. That's why the Bible says, quit ye like men. Stop being like a man. You know, don't let the devil push you around. Don't be a pushover for the devil. You are seated with Christ in above principalities and powers. So the devil cannot push you around. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, the devil will be able to push you around, you know, if you have these spoilers in your life. You know, if you have sin, that is the greatest spoiler. Sin in your life. The devil will play ping pong with your life. You know, if you are walking in darkness and so forth, devil will be playing. You know, look, and if you let all these little things, lying, backbiting, cheating, doing all these other things and so forth, these are the little foxes, folks, that spoil the vine. That's why people don't have power with God. Because the devil is an accuser of the brethren. You know, but folks, when you walk in righteousness, and the Bible says in 1 John 3, verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Amen? Amen, amen, folks. Amen. Because I've heard it for too long that there is none righteous, no, not one. That was in the Old Testament. But now we have the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. This is what we are now, little children. You are children of God. Let no man deceive you. When you do righteousness, you are righteous just like God is righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody tell you can't be righteous. That's nonsense. That is a lie of the devil. You know, we can be righteous through the righteousness of Christ. Not the works of the law. That doesn't make anybody righteous. But the hearing of faith. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Yeah. And if you love the Lord, you know, then his commandments will not be grievous. When you love the Lord, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if we love the Lord, we will happily do what the Lord says. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Now, knowing that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, knowing that we are children of God, well, what does the Bible say about children then? If you are children, then what are you? I mean, what is the benefit of being, you know, a child of God? You know, I mean, we already know we are seated in Christ, but what does it really mean? Well, let's look at another scripture that might give us some understanding. Look at Romans chapter 8, for instance. And let's see what it might say. I'm going to start at verse 14. Romans chapter 8. Let's start looking at this from verse 14. Romans 8 and 14 say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Yes. Amen, folks.
Amen.
They are the sons of God. Now, another way of saying that is this. The sons of God are those that are being led every day by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Because Jesus said it himself. The son can do nothing except what the father shows him. You know, so, you know, that's it. You know, so, when you are led by the Spirit of God, then indeed you are a son of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage. Verse 15. Amen?
Amen.
Again to fear. We don't have to be afraid of a devil or any of the other works of darkness. But we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we can call God our Father. Amen. Oh, yes. How many of you can say God is my Father? You know, Jesus, you know, he said that and so forth like that. And the people understood that for God to be your father, then that means you are making yourself like God. In fact, they took up a stone one time to kill him when he said, I am my father, I won. Well, praise the Lord. But he walked through the midst of them because his time was not yet. Well, folks, we are Christ. We and Christ are one. You can take that any way you want. But that's exactly what the Bible says. The church is the body of Christ. Amen, folks.
Amen.
The church is the body of Christ. The head is Christ. And we are his body and members in particular. And the head is not complete without the body. Now, he can choose to be, but that's not what he chose to do. He chose to graft us in and make us part of himself. Amen. And I love the Lord for that. And I cannot but speak the truth. Amen. Jesus said it himself, I am from above, ye are from beneath. And all I do is to witness the truth. And for this purpose was I born. And if I speak not the truth, then I will be a liar like you. You know, so we got to speak the truth. And the truth is that we are complete in him. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
We are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. He is the head. Hallelujah. And we are his body. And God has put everything under his feet. That means the lowest part of his body, everything else is still under that. Amen. Amen, folks.
Yeah.
When you are standing upright, the highest part of your body is the top of your head. The lowest part is the bottom of your feet. But Christ, the Bible says, God has put everything under his feet.
Amen.
So whichever way you look at it, even the lowest part of Christ's body is above principalities and powers.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let me finish reading this verse here. You know, he says, I'm back to Romans chapter 8. And he says that we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That means we can call him our Father. And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. God's Spirit will bear witness with you. You know if you're a child of God or not. You know, you can't deceive yourself. And if your heart condemns you, then God is already greater than your heart. You know, the Bible says, but if we are children, listen to this, verse 17. And if we are children, I like the logic, you know, that Paul sometimes he uses in some of these things. He said, look, we are the children of God. Well, if we are children, then that makes us heirs. Because a child is an heir of the Father. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, so that means we are heirs of God. And then, if we are heirs of God, and we know that Jesus himself is the Son of God, he's also an heir of God. That makes us joint heirs with Christ. That's the argument. It's very simple. You know, if you are a child, then you are an heir. And that makes you an heir of God if you are a child of God. And if you are an heir of God, then you are joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
And that means everything that Christ has, you also have. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But also he put a footnote there that if we suffer with him, then we shall also be glorified together. Amen.
Amen.
Well, suffering with him sometimes means you got to get up in the middle of the night and pray. So I mean, sometimes you got to fast. You got to do these things and so forth that the Lord is calling for. That's not good on the body. But Jesus did the same. You know, he fasted. He prayed. In fact, one time he prayed. The Bible said that the blood that was coming, I mean, the sweat that was coming out of his forehead was like blood. Who do you think he was praying for? You think, you know, he was going for the gold. The Bible said a pearl of great price. He saw that pearl of great price. That's you that is sitting here today.
Amen.
And he prayed that prayer. He sweated down his blood and he got the gold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why we are seated here today. Christ has redeemed us from the works of darkness. Hallelujah. So we are joined heirs with Christ, folks. You know, and if you are joined here with Christ, that means all the things that Christ has, you have. And one of the greatest things that Jesus, you know, one of the greatest things that Jesus told us that we should know in this scripture, you know, he told it to us. And I'm going to read it to you. Turn with me to Matthew. I'm going to read to you from chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, which is the last chapter of this Matthew. And let me just read it to you right there, what the Lord said about himself. Praise God. In verse 18 of Matthew 28, and Jesus came and spoke unto them and said, all
is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen, folks.
Amen.
Well, you think Christ is the only one that has that power? No. Because if we are joined heirs with Christ, then we have that same power.
Amen.
But with that kind of power comes tremendous responsibility. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, folks.
Amen.
Because one time the people said, well, let's call fire down from heaven and blast them away. And Jesus said, you don't know the kind of spirit that is in you. That's not the kind of spirit that you want. You don't want any of that. You know, that was then, this is now. Today, you pray for your enemies.
Amen.
Hello, folks.
Amen.
Today, you bless them that persecute you and despitefully use you. You pray for them and you bless them. You say, Lord, lay it not to their charge. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the way that it does. Not, you know, we don't use that power to curse people or, you know, strike lightning and so forth. You know, don't worry about that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, you cannot usurp that place with God. That alone he reserves to himself. You don't worry about it. You pray for them and so forth and let God take care of the rest. Amen?
Amen.
But all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me, Jesus said. And he said, because of that, I commission you to go forth in my name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, that is authority, if I've ever heard it said. God, when God said, look, Jesus, he stood, he said, look, in heaven and on earth, all power and anywhere in between, whether heavenly places, high places, whatever, is given unto me. And go, therefore, in my name. Praise the Lord. So Jesus has already put the cloak of authority upon us. Amen. He has done it. And you need to use that authority in his name. You've got to recognize that you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers. Now, let us take a quick look at 2 Corinthians and see another thing that Jesus tells us here through the scriptures, you know, by the Spirit of God. Paul writing this, he tells us this so that we can understand the things that we need to be doing. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. He already told them the same things in the book of Ephesians. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not a physical fighting, you know, and so forth. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Is there anybody, is there any mighty men and women in the house that can pull down some strongholds? If you are such a person, stand to your feet. Let me see those who can pull down strongholds. Let me see some people who can pull down some strongholds here this morning. Hallelujah. Can I see some people that can pull down some strongholds?
Oh, yeah.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yeah.
Now, the stronghold, that's what Jesus said. He said, a strong man, when he keeps a stronghold, he thinks he's good at our peace. But when a stronger than him comes upon him, he will bind him, and then he will spoil his goods.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the sons of God are the ones that are stronger than the devil. That's why the world is not stronger than the devil. If you try anything and you don't have the real power of the Holy Ghost, that devil will blow smoke through your nose. You know? But when you have that power, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
When you receive what God has given you and you walk in his righteousness, and then you can wield that power through prayer and through the spoken word. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus said, what things soever you bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven.
Yes.
That's right. You need to do some binding here this morning. Amen.
Yes.
Now, if the devil is troubling you in your families, the devil is troubling your marriage, the devil is troubling your kids, the devil is troubling your finances. Well, sometimes that's because of lack of wisdom, you know, and so on. But, you know, whatever it is, folks, you need to take your position in Christ.
Amen.
Take your position in Christ this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what he said. He said, look, we have power through God to pull down strongholds, casting down imaginations. That's right. Imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Not above God. No, there nobody can be above God. But side by side, you know, when God says one thing, the devil tries to contradict it. So it's against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is what we are preaching here today. Say that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may understand and have the knowledge of the inheritance of the saints that you already have. This is the knowledge that we are preaching here this morning. That you have the power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To cast down imaginations, to pull down strongholds, to bring, hallelujah, into captivity every thought to the obedience of the word of God. When there is an evil thought flying around your head, you know, one person once said, he said, look, you cannot prevent the birds from flying over your heads. But I guarantee you, you can certainly prevent that bird from landing on your head. Amen?
Amen.
No bird's going to land on my head. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when some evil thought comes for you to backbite, to hate, to do this and do whatever else and so forth, you need to say, get thee behind me, Satan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right. The thought itself is not the sin until you allow it to fester in your mind. But you can come against it in the name of the Lord and cast down those imaginations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Casting down imaginations and bringing every thought. Bring the thoughts of your head to the obedience of the word of God. I declare that my thoughts are pure. I declare that my thoughts are in accordance to the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The devil, you know, Jesus said the devil come in and had no part in me. Amen. Can you say that by the grace of God? That's right. I can say it because by the grace of God I am what I am. Amen. And I do not frustrate the grace of God. I won't frustrate the grace of God. We're not going to say because we have the grace of God that we use as a cloak for lasciviousness. No, 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 no. We're not going to say, well, you know, let's do all of these things and so the grace of God might abound. No, 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 no. We're not going to do that. Hallelujah. If you are doing that, then it shows the seed that is in you in the first place. The seed of God will cleave to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, you cannot hear my word. You cannot understand my speech because you are not of God. But if you are of God, you will hear God's word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And behold, saith the Lord, the hour is coming, and now is, that everyone that is dead shall hear the voice of the revelation of the Spirit of God, as it is this day. And they that hear his voice shall stand up on their feet, a mighty great army. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if that's you in here this morning, and you want to dislodge that, you want to help me dislodge the devil from some lofty places, come forward this morning. Let's do some things. Let's pull down some strongholds this morning. We have a few minutes left. Let's pull down some strongholds this morning. Strongholds in your life. Strongholds in your family. Strongholds concerning your job. The devil kept back the promises of God from you. The devil kept back the things of God that belong to you. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take your position in Christ this morning and begin to enforce the things that God has already. He said that we may freely know the things that are given us of God. So that we may all know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. I have declared unto you this morning by the grace and power of God that you are seated in heaven. Begin to pray, folks. Begin to pray. Begin to pull down imaginations. Begin to pull down strongholds and casting down every thought and bringing them into captivity. Arrest all the negative thoughts. The thoughts that say you cannot do it. The thoughts that say this and that. Arrest those thoughts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus, we are seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. The glory that I had with you in the beginning, I have given unto them. Hallelujah. That they also may be one in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Just like the Godhead is one. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, we have power through your name. Folks, you must exercise your authority in Christ. You must exercise your authority in Christ. You must exercise your authority in Christ. The devil shall not exact upon you. We have the power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
want you to sing with me and say, we have the power in the name of Jesus. We have the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The power that is in the name of Jesus. He said, one shall put to flight 1,000. And two of you. It is a significant geometrical progression. Two of you shall put to flight 10,000. That's why the devil, he never likes agreement, especially between husband and wife. He never likes agreement in the church and so forth like that. He wants divide and conquer. But if we come together in the power of the Lord, we can do all things. Hallelujah. 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 Lift up your hands and let's believe together. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we have this power. And Lord, you have given this power in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. So that the glory and the excellency might be of you, Lord. Not of us. Not unto us, Lord. But unto thee belongeth power. He said, once have I heard this, and twice have I heard it again, that all power belongeth unto God. Thank you, Jesus. And you have given us this same power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and to have power over all the power of the enemy. Now, Lord Jesus, give the realization into the hearts of your people here this morning, that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the glory of your riches and the inheritance that you have for us. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.